Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Tyrone here with us.
Hello.
We watched Shazam.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Gods and Monsters.
Fury of the Gods.
Yeah, Gods and Monsters.
I guess you could call it that as well. It's, it has monsters and it's got gods. So
yes.
You could really call it whatever you want. So we're going to be talking about our thoughts on Shazam and also Dungeons and Dragons.
Thieves and Dungeons. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
these are two movies which we keep butchering the names of on purpose or maybe by accident. We don't know.
Yeah. I think it was by accident the first time, but now it's just Abbott.
I don't know. Maybe we have dementia, early onset dementia.
Yeah. All right. So we'll start with Shazam. We just watched it. So bit of background on the movie. It's directed by David F. Sandberg, who also directed the first Shazam in 2019. Previous to that, he directed Annabelle Creation, the second Annabelle movie, and the better Annabelle movie. And it's produced by Peter Safran, who is the new co-head of DC.
Yes.
Along with James Gunn. So he still produces this one. And it's got returning cast members in terms of everyone that was in the previous movie. So Zachary Levi is back as Shazam.
Shazam. I'm going to say that every time you say Shazam for this whole thing.
I'm going to try not to say the word.
The word, yeah.
Well, they take
say the word. Yeah.
They can't say it because, you know, every time they say it.
They turn into Shazam, yeah.
Asher Angel is back as Billy Batson. Jack Dylan Grazer as his, is it Freddy? Freddy.
Freddy Prinze Jr., yeah.
Yeah, from Scooby-Doo.
And he's all that. No, she's all that.
She's all that.
She's all that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what a throwback. And some new cast members in the form of Lucy Liu, Helen Mirren, and Rachel Zegler, who play sisters. And there's a joke about that in the movie as well, because they're all very far apart in terms of age. Mm. That's that. So they play some gods. And
is that a spoiler that they play sisters?
I don't think so. I think it's in the trailer, isn't it? Anyway, it's not a big deal. They're sisters, and they're gods. And
two of them are sisters.
Two of them.
And then one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. they play gods. Yeah. And they're furious, and hence the movie. The movie happens.
And monsters. Yeah.
And there's, well, even though it's not in the title, there is monsters, so it's not inaccurate. We can jump into our thoughts on it, positives and negatives, and we will do some spoilers later, apart from the one I kind of just did before, but proper spoilers.
Yeah. If anyone hasn't seen the movie and listened to that, Like that, it is a spoiler. Reveal a spoiler.
Yeah.
Maybe you just take that part out of the podcast.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Just bleep it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll think about it, or I might just keep it in.
Okay.
So if you're listening and you're really confused because maybe I did bleep it out, I said something.
You said a spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I didn't, then you know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So we'll do spoilers later anyway, like proper spoilers where it will clearly indicate where we jump into spoilers. But I haven't spoiled as much as the trailers for this movie, so, you know, doesn't really matter.
Yeah. But that was, I don't think that specific thing was spoiled in the trailers.
That wasn't.
Yeah.
But there was
arguably the bigger stuff was probably spoiled
in the trailers. Yeah, so box office-wise, it's expected to be one of the worst openings for DC movies, which kind of doesn't surprise me that much because the people who watch these movies are people like us, I guess, like superhero movie buffs. And anyone who follows DC will know that all of these movies are bringing to an end the DCEU, and there's going to be a new set of DC movies. But I'm still a bit confused about some of that, so we'll talk about that later. Because there's stuff in this movie that feels like it's still going to continue. I don't know. There's open-ended stuff in this movie as well. There are two post-credit scenes. We can say that. I guess the middle one is... Yeah, I guess you could stay for both. The second one is probably more for like Shazam 1 fans or just Shazam fans. I think it's a bit more of a...
And the first one is for Black Adam fans.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Probably is.
But unfortunately, there's none of them. So
yeah.
So if you can, leave the movie as soon as the movie finishes and then come back for the end credit scene. Not the mid credits, the end credit scene.
I didn't mind Black Adam.
You're the worst.
All right. Yeah. So positives and negatives. Biggest positive is probably bringing the cast and the sort of fun that they had in the first movie back. I don't think it's as... Because the kids are in the first movie a bit more. And the first movie's probably got a bit more heart than this one. This one's more about the action. So it's got some good action sequences in it. It's bigger than the first one. There's bigger stakes, bigger action set pieces. So I thought that was good. Zachary Levi was similar to the first one. I think he did a good job. They use a bit more of the family in this than in the first one. So in the first one, they just spoilers for the first Shazam if you haven't seen it, but they get their powers at the end of the movie and you see a little bit of them, but in this they're in it a lot more.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you have any other positives?
Is that your only positive?
Let's see if you've got any other ones.
It sounds like you didn't like this movie.
It's okay.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit of fun. It's not bad. It's better than Black Adam. That's my main positive. It's 100% better than Black Adam.
Yeah.
You don't agree with that. Anyway, you fucking Black Adam simp.
Yeah.
I want you to rewatch Black Adam and then rewatch this and then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then really have to think about it.
I don't think it's that much better than Black Adam.
It's better than Black Adam. It makes more sense than Black Adam, first off.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. We've reviewed that movie.
Yep. You and it sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu were decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although, like,
I thought Helen Mirren was good. I thought Lucy Liu was okay.
To be honest, there could have been anyone, though.
There could have been Dom Toretto and some other one from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Why is Helen Mirren in Fast and Furious in this? It feels weird. She's like the most Oscar-nominated actor or something in history. Now she's in this and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Helen Mirren? No, that's Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, yeah.
But Helen Mirren is
also Oscar-nominated.
Yeah. She's won at least one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It feels odd that she's in these movies now.
Yeah.
But it looks like...
I think this is slightly... classier than a Fast and Furious movie, but yeah,
slightly. Yeah, it's not that much classier.
Yeah, but it's slight. It's I can see why she might have been interested in this because it's she's like a Greek goddess or something, right? So yeah. I could see. But again, it could have been anyone. They didn't use her that much. Like, she was just in it.
She was
same
just
with
in it. Yeah.
Lucy Liu. But yeah, I thought they were okay. I think this the amount you enjoy this movie is proportional to how burnt out you are on superhero movies. And I think pretty burnt out.
I think it's decent, but it's not as good as the first one. But you can still have a good time. If you like the first one, you'll probably like this.
It's not as good as the first one.
Not as good as the first one. It's pretty decent, though. Like, I didn't hate it. It's not a bad movie. It's not perfect as well. There's lots of flaws. But, yeah, I thought it's better than Ant-Man. It's probably the best superhero movie I've watched this year.
Of which there's been two? Is it just Ant-Man and this, I think?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's only these two. It's better than Ant-Man. But, again, it's not like...
It's not groundbreaking. It's not that much different from the first one either. I thought the first one had a bit more heart as well, that this one just doesn't have.
It was just a bit more relatable. There was a lot more like family dynamic stuff in that.
Yeah.
Whereas this,
they had to build up a bit more of a plot in this one. The first one, the plots were quite simple.
Yeah.
It's a bit more explanation and like backstories and stuff in this.
It's still pretty generic though. Like, there's a couple of bad guys. They want to get something, and then the good guys have to stop them, or else it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's the typical superhero storyline. I did think it was – did you have any other positives?
No.
So, in terms of negatives – so, in the first one, I think I mentioned this, where Zachary Levi's character is meant to be the same character as
As
the young Billy Batson.
In this one, it's remarkably more different than in the first one, where the Billy Batson, the actual Billy Batson guy who plays
the kid,
him, he plays a lot like almost like an older, more mature Billy Batson.
Yeah.
And then when he turns into Zachary Levi, he's like a 10-year-old. Yeah. It's like remark. Also, the guy that plays Billy Batson, his voice is deeper than Zachary Levi's voice. So he's actually gets. His voice gets higher when he turns into Shazam.
My criticism of the first one was that they seemed like kind of like different characters. Like, you could see they might be the same character, but when he's a kid, he was acting a little bit different. It's even more pronounced. But like, I think they tried to kind of rectify that by just not having the kid in it.
He's not in it as much. Yeah. But yeah, I found it more. A lot more distracting in this one than it was in the previous one. There's even a scene where it switches from him being Asher Angel to Zachary Levi from one scene to the next.
Yeah.
It's just completely different.
And my other criticism of this movie is that the kids just weren't in it enough. Because even when there's scenes where they're just talking or they're just like planning what they're going to do and stuff, they're in their superhero form. And I think it kind of loses its impact a bit when they were just in their superhero form the whole time. I actually like the first one because they're kids for most of it.
I think the other actors actually portray the kids a little bit better than Zachary Levi does. Like the girl that does Daria.
Yeah,
she does a good job of like portraying her.
Yeah.
One of them is just her now. Like, it's just the same person.
I think we mentioned that in the last one where she's the oldest one out of all of them. And we're like, shouldn't she almost look the same? Because it's meant to be your peak age, right?
I think so. I'm not exactly sure how it works. Yeah.
Because it's just meant to be like an older
version of yourself.
Of yourself, which also brings into question, how does Asher Angel, because in this he's turning 18, so it's not that far from being.
And he turns from whatever he looks like there to Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Which is another, I don't know if this universe can continue that much longer just because the kid looks like he's aged out of the role now.
Yeah.
So either they have to recast. I think Zachary Levi is quite good, but they might need to recast the kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or just have, but Zachary Levi is probably too old to be like a 20-year-old.
No, they should definitely not do that.
Yeah.
That would be the worst idea. If they made Zachary Levi play a 20-year-old, it's like fucking Tobey Maguire playing Peter Parker stuff. Yeah.
But Jack Dylan Grazer, I think that's his name, Freddy, is in this a lot more than the other kids. So
he was also more prominent in the first one.
He was. Yeah. Yeah, he was in it more than the other kids in the first one as well. Jimon Hounsou, our favorite comic book actor, is back again. That's not a spoiler. He's in the trailers. So, yeah, he does what he does. Yeah, the only negatives, I just think it's too generic. I feel like we've seen this type of movie at least 5 times.
I still had fun with it. It was funny. It had jokes that most of the time they landed. Yeah.
It wasn't as funny as the first one.
I can't remember how exactly funny the first one was, but like, I thought
there's the parts where like they're trying to experiment with the superhero powers.
I remember that.
And they like steal beer and stuff. It's some fun stuff in the first one. This one's not as funny.
That's some stuff. I still thought it was pretty funny. Like, it's not funny. It's not
it's still pretty lighthearted.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a bit generic, especially towards the end. Like, it just becomes a little bit of a, you got to have a big fight and things happen that you expect to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens in a lot of superhero movies though. So
I think I think we're at the stage where they can't just make normal superhero movies anymore.
Yeah.
It's got to be something a little bit different, which they did try in Quantumania, to give them credit. Like, they did try. It was a different concept, but it just wasn't executed well. I think this played it safe, but it's it's fine. I just don't think I'd watch it over and over again. I didn't even watch the first Shazam over and over again, and I thought that was really good. I think that's probably is the best DC movie in this version of the DC universe.
Yeah.
So it proves that lightning doesn't strike twice.
Yeah, I don't know. I think out of all the DC movies that came out recently, I think this is probably the best one though.
Well, recently it's just Black Adam, which obviously you don't like.
Wonder Woman 1984, which was no good.
It's better than that. It's probably the best one since what was the last good one?
Man of Steel. The last Shazam.
Probably the best one since the last Shazam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although people do like Zack Snyder's Justice League, but that is 4 hours long and has songs in it, like in irrelevant place. I think Zack Snyder's Justice League was okay, but I know you really like it.
I like it. But yeah, this is... Yeah.
I think this is better than Zack Snyder's Justice. Well, I would watch this over watching Zack Snyder's Justice League again, even though it has the top movie moment of all time in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that at the Oscars last year?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But they scrapped that. So it's going to be that award didn't exist this year, right?
Yeah, I think they did it once.
Yeah.
Well, and it got scrapped because it was rigged. Because the top movie moment of all time, not last year, of every single movie that ever was made, was a movie that not that many people have seen, and a movie that went to fucking binge in Australia.
Yeah.
And the one scene from that is apparently the top movie moment from all time. It's all right. It's
pretty good scene.
It's okay. It's not the worst. It's not the best. I think it's pretty decent, but yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like top.
This movie's all right.
It's like top four DC, but that's not like, it's not high regard, but it's like, yeah, I would say it's like,
if you like Shazam, you'll probably enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I think so. If you're a fan of the first Shazam. Yeah. It sounds like I'm like hating on this movie, but I just think it's okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a bit better than okay. I think if it was okay, I would hate it, but I think it's a bit better than okay.
Maybe I'm just expecting
I didn't expect it to be anything spectacular going in. I knew it would be probably a bit run by the numbers, so.
Yeah.
But
they had an opportunity to do, like, the first Shazam was a different movie. Like, it wasn't like a regular superhero movie.
Yeah, but it still ends up being.
In the end, it does. It does. In the end, it does. But I feel like it did something a little bit different, and they probably didn't use enough of that in this, because the whole appeal of Shazam is it's a kid that becomes a superhero, but in this is, I guess he is still a kid that becomes a superhero because he acts pretty goofy the whole time, but just wasn't as fresh as the first time around.
Mm.
But people might disagree. Let's see how many people actually watch this, because apparently it's not looking good already in terms of the box office appeal. All right. Did you want to do any spoilers?
Yeah,
why not? So I give it I probably still give it a cognitive recalibration. It's just borderline for me. If you have nothing else to watch, I guess it's not a bad thing. You're not going to regret watching it.
No. Unlike some of the other movies that we've seen this year, yeah. I think Ant-Man is not worth watching at all, probably. But this one is worth watching.
All right. So spoilers-wise... So the thing I spoiled earlier, that their sisters, obviously Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren, I think it was the trailers gave it away that they're
bad. That's clear that they're sisters. Yeah, but the, Rachel Zegler,
she's the other sister. But I can't, for some reason I always thought that she was.
It's revealed in the movie.
It is, yeah, but once you start watching the movie and you see her getting introduced,
I don't know. Like, some people might not have picked it up.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. Even like the way they figure out that it is her, like they just open a book and there's like a picture of the three sisters and what's her name, Anthea,
yeah,
and Anne. Are like
Wonder Woman's in it.
Yeah, so that's the one that was spoiled in the TV spots. Apparently, it was some people have described like all the promotional material around this movie to be like pretty desperate because they want people to watch it really badly.
The thing was they haven't cancelled Shazam for the new DC universe, and I think they should bring the character over.
Not officially, right?
Not officially, yeah. But I think the thing was this movie has to do well for them to kind of consider it. So they need to like.
So yeah, even the first Shazam. Despite it being pretty good, it didn't do spectacularly well in the box office.
Shazam is a character that would have gone really well in like a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
And it would have been like good to see him there. I think it's a character they should bring over, but maybe they have to reboot it. But I think they should keep Zachary Levi.
Yeah, they'll probably keep him. Well, based on the end credit, the mid-credit scene.
I think that is all just kind of like... I don't think that's anything.
So in the mid-credit scene, what's her name in Peacemaker?
James Gunn's wife, yeah.
James Gunn's wife.
That's her name in Peacemaker, yeah.
Yeah, her, and she's also in Black Adam, if you remember that movie.
You
haven't erased it from your memory yet. And the other guy from... he's
James
like
Gunn's husband, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No comment. They're both in it, and then they go look for... Also, why is he in like... Why is he there?
I don't know.
I thought he'd be like anywhere else apart from there, like in a forest, like shooting bottles or whatever.
Yeah. But I don't think that builds up to anything specifically. I just think it's like, oh, this character can still be in this universe if you want him to.
Yeah.
Because everything is going to be reset after Flash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that doesn't mean that the actors who play the characters can't return.
The actors can return, but I don't think the storylines
don't matter.
They could matter or they couldn't matter. Some of the characters may keep their storyline, some of them may change. It depends on.
So they'll definitely keep Black Adam.
Yeah, because he's the best.
I mean, the rest can go in the bin.
Yeah, it's just Black Adam. And that's it. The new DC movie slate is Black Adam 2, 3, 4. And then Black Adam's Justice League, which is just Black Adam and no one else. And then Black Adam 5, 6, 7.
Black Adam kills the Justice League?
No, because there can't be other members in the movie. It's just Black Adam. He can't.
Who does he fight then?
No one. He fights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, well, who did he fight in the
Black Adam? Fucking some terrorists or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was that guy who like.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
Inherited his.
Yeah. So that is more generic than what happens in this movie. He fights another big version of himself.
So, and the end credit scene is Mr. Mind.
Yeah, the caterpillar. Yeah.
Yeah, the caterpillar. So that's a return from the first movie's end credit scene where he's scheming with Dr. Sivana. So something's happening. Again, like, that's why I'm a bit confused because, like, why would you even have that scene if they're not even going to follow it up?
I think it's just like the director probably just thought if this movie does really well and they greenlit Shazam 3, then he can continue on that story.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
If not, then it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the Superman end credit scene from Black Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. But the problem with that Superman end credit scene from Black Adam is that the movie was sold on that end credit scene, is that Superman was going to be in this movie and he's coming back. It's almost like blackmailing you to watch that movie so that you could watch Superman in an end credit scene.
Yeah.
For the people that like Superman.
It was worth it.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. I don't think there's much else to say about this movie, to be honest. Like, it's stuff happens in the movie, but I don't think it's like, in the end, everything kind of is fine. So he does die. He dies, right?
He dies, yeah. And I thought
that, I feel like they should have just kept him dead. I was like,
it would have been interesting if he died. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
This would make sense, because if they're not going to follow up this stuff, if he just dies, then yeah, that's
I think they probably considered it at some point, but then they're like, maybe it will do well enough and then we can continue it on. Yeah.
But how they bring him back to life didn't make sense.
Yeah, it didn't, yeah. Wonder Woman just being there was whatever, but anyway.
And can any god, like, she's technically a different type of god, right? She's not like, or is she related to the, like,
she's Zeus's daughter, isn't she?
So she's related to like Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren.
Well, they're all, well, Greg they're gods. Atlas's daughter.
Yeah.
Daughters. Atlas is, Atlas is Zeus's uncle.
So they're related.
So Zeus and them would be cousins. And then Zeus.
So they're like aunties to Wonder Woman.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all like,
I feel like
weird,
they should,
Greek mythology stuff.
They should probably be Wonder Woman villains, not Shazam villains, but.
But he's got the power of their.
Atlas.
He's got the power of all their ancestors. Yeah. Yeah.
Zeus is one, the Zed, right? In Shazam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thunder.
Shazam. And I think A is Atlas.
Yeah. There's two A's. So
one of the A's is, I think, Atlas.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, it was okay. I thought it would be good if he died, but anyway, because I don't think the Asher Ranger guy is going to be a good fit for Billy Batson moving forward anyway. I think they need to age him down for it to make sense. For the character to have relevance and for it to be different to Superman, it needs to be a kid.
And he's not really a kid anymore.
No.
The actor, anyway.
Yeah.
Even the character, because once you're 18, you're like uni age, so
yeah,
not really a kid.
They could still do it, but I think it would be better to go younger again.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. Anything else we missed? I don't think so. Like I said, there's not that
much. We did just watch it, so there's, yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought it was okay.
There was kids I did want to mention. Yeah, we watched it with a. We kind of crashed it. What do you reckon? A 10-year-old's birthday party?
They were young. Yeah.
Yeah, they were young. And I don't think they'd watched it before. Maybe they've seen the trailers, but they seem to know.
I didn't think they'd watched it before.
They seem to.
It came out on Thursday. Do you really? Yeah. I don't think.
Probably not. Yeah. Yeah. But they were giving us running commentary, which kind of added to the
there was experience. A girl that just repeated everything that was said on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of added to it. Yeah. It made it a bit more interesting, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Than it would have otherwise been. I did want to mention the product placement. So there was one very blatant one with the
Skittles.
Yeah. And there was a Gatorade mention as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was okay.
I've seen worse product placement. The worst is the Transformers movies. The Transformers movies are absolutely chocked with product placement. Like, in every shot of the movie, there's a product.
The Power Rangers movie? Remember that?
The Krispy Kreme? Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
I think Transformers is worse. Like, you haven't seen that one properly, but there's like a Transformers that turns into like a Beats headphones or some shit.
Is that 4?
I think it's 5. It's the one with Stanley Tucci.
4.
4.
I think that's 4. Yeah.
And then like Mark Wahlberg drinks like a Budweiser in the middle of the battle and
Yeah, they're not good.
And they've got obviously all the cars.
It was a bit of a deus ex machina situation again.
With Wonder Woman, yeah.
No, not just that, with the unicorns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remind me of the ants from Ant-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's not bad. I think I'm making it sound worse than it is.
It sounds like you hate it more than Black Adam, but this movie is infinitely better than Black Adam.
That's a fact. I, I like Black Adam better than this.
This movie is... I guess that's something I forgot to mention. I guess there is a bit of a Black Adam homage in this, where his suit gets burnt and it looks like Black Adam's suit.
At the end?
Yeah.
Was that... I think it wasn't,
do you know how it gets all burnt and it's fire and it becomes black?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's got it looks like Black Adam's suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it symbolizing that Black Adam's dead?
I don't know.
In this universe?
Frankly, this movie could have been good if
Black Adam was in it.
Not that version that they had in that movie, because it wouldn't make sense because he's a hero. So, why is he fighting Shazam anyway? But if they had a proper version of Black Adam and they could have made him a villain, then this movie could have been good.
Yeah.
Well, it is the still villains good, were a but bit, it could have been better.
The villains were a bit generic. They're like, yeah, whatever. Also, they're like varying degrees of bad. Like, I think they're all bad. I guess like Rachel Ziegler's character's not that bad. But then Helen Mirren's kind of bad, but not like really bad. And then Lucy Liu's really bad. So it's just varying degrees of being bad.
Yeah. I think the villains were okay, but like seeing Black Adam would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not that version in that movie, because that version sucks.
If that's all we have about Shazam, so watch it if you don't have anything else to watch. Let's talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Or Dungeons and Dragons, Thieves and Dungeons. So it's actually called Honor Amongst Thieves. We watched this at a Honor Among Thieves, not Among. I feel like it should be Amongst.
Among Thieves, no. Among, yeah.
Among.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It just doesn't sound right to me.
Fair enough.
Honor Among Thieves. So we watched this at Advanced Screen last week. It is directed by Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly. They previously directed Vacation and Game Night, two comedy movies.
Vacation is not good and Game Night is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It stars Chris Pine, so the other Chris, who's... Well, he's in the DC universe, isn't he? And Star Wonder Trek.
Woman, yeah.
Yeah. Michelle Rodriguez and Justice Smith and Hugh Grant and other people. That guy from, what's that show on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. He's the guy from Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. Yeah, it's got the guy from Bridgerton.
Yeah.
It's got...
I know what that girl's name. It's got that girl.
That turns into...
animals.
Animals, and stuff. Yeah. So it's got a decent cast. It's officially coming out on the 31st of March, but I think they're doing just like advanced screenings here and there. So you probably might be able to watch it already where you are. And budget-wise, it's made on a budget of $151 million. So what did you think of it?
I thought this movie was really fun. I thought it was pretty decent. What I thought it felt like Lord of the Rings, but funny. And like, take itself as seriously?
I thought it was like the first Pirates of the Caribbean in terms of the vibe.
The vibe is, like it's comedy.
Yeah.
But like the setting is very Lord of the Rings. And even some of the shots, it's like Lord of the Rings-esque. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a bit more of a fantasy element than Pirates of the Caribbean, at least. Probably not Lord of the Rings. That's like a full-on fantasy. But And it's got like different, they kind of do a lot of world building in this, and it's good. It's more than I expected, actually, from this movie, because the trailers didn't make it look that good, but it's got a bit more depth, especially with Chris Pine's character. Even like Michelle Rodriguez's character, it's got a bit of heart in it. Hugh Grant I feel like he plays the same character. Remember that other movie we watched with the Guy Ritchie movie?
Yeah, similar kind of.
I feel like it's
yeah.
like the same character as that.
I think he's kind of, that's just him in real life as well, maybe. So yeah, he's just playing himself.
Just bring him on the sets and they're just like, yeah, just
do whatever you want.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
Just film. But yeah, it was fine. I thought all the cast members were pretty good. It's got some good laughs. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got some good action as well.
Yes.
There's, especially the scenes with there's the character that turns into animals. I thought that was pretty creatively done, a couple of the action sequences there. It's got like evil wizards.
It's got like all your fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, but
I'm guessing there were some references to the actual game.
It does. Like, I think there's times where they're like they get all their equipment taken and then they like escape a thing and then all their equipment's just in one room. I think that's like a very Dungeons and Dragons-esque thing to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like they,
Yeah.
They escape a place, but then everything they need is like...
It's just in a room, like next door.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. I don't know a lot more about Dungeons and Dragons, but I think like all the lore was probably correct.
But Dungeons and Dragons is a pretty like...
expansive lore. It's got a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also very niche. Like I know like people... talk about it now, but I don't actually know
I think there's a surprising amount of people that do play it. Like, okay. Yeah.
Do you know anyone personally that plays
it? I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anyone personally that plays it, but do you think they'll enjoy this movie?
I don't know. Maybe if you know the lore, you maybe like it less. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, not knowing anything about the lore, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
The other thing I'll say is, like, negatives wise, I mean, the CGI is not magnificent. It's like a general summer blockbuster. Like it probably won't age that well, is what I'm saying, when you watch it in like 5 years' time.
Yeah. It's a more kind of your Marvel movie CGI. It's not like Dune or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like an amazing. It's not like Avatar or something.
Yeah, but I think making a Dungeons and Dragons movie, you're probably not aiming for that.
It's probably not aiming, and the budget's high, but it's not crazy high.
Yeah.
So it was a surprise.
I think they shot on some like real locations as well, which made it look a lot better when they're in a real location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's some obviously like fully green screen locations as well, which didn't look as good. But yeah, I thought it was good. It was surprisingly funny, actually. It's got some good humor. The girl that plays Chris Pine's daughter.
Yes.
Was she in something else? Because she looks very familiar.
I don't know. Did you look it up?
I guess I could. Yeah. I was just relying on you. I was looking it up through you. Apparently comedy group Auntie Donna provided voices for corpses.
Oh yeah. They're funny guys.
For the Australian release of the film.
Oh, specifically for the Australian release.
Ah, does that mean there's different people that do different
voices, possibly. Yeah. Ah,
yeah, interesting. The daughter is played by Chloe Coleman, was previously in My Spy. Remember that movie?
Oh, she's, I've seen the trailer. I haven't seen the movie.
With
Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista. I have seen that movie. That's where she's from. I remember her from that. Which is, I think that was like the most watched streaming movie during COVID or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was like one of the most watched movies during COVID because it came onto Prime like just after COVID.
Okay, fair enough.
And she was in Avatar Way of Water as young Loki. I don't know which one that is. It's one of the kids, I'm guessing.
One of the kids, okay. Yeah.
She was also in 65.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
She's a kid in that, is she? Okay, yeah.
I don't think so. She looks different. The kid in that looks different in the trailer.
Oh, she might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
All right. Anything else, positives or negatives wise? It's currently 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Look, I don't think it's amazing. Like, if you go in with, like, super high expectations, you'll probably be disappointed.
I think most people don't expect this to be that good. Maybe that's why we enjoyed it more. I think it's probably better than Shazam, though.
Yeah, I thought it was as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a bit better than Black Adam. it's probably it's one
benchmark,
of the...
benchmark, Black Adam now.
It's probably one of the better movies we've seen this year so far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually recommend it. I think it's worth a watch. How does it compare to the Warcraft movie?
It's better than that. I've only seen that once, though.
Yeah.
And I can't really remember it.
It's better than, like, if we compare it to, like, all the board game-based movies.
Warcraft is a board game.
Well, that's a video game.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking of Warcraft because it's like a...
It's like a fantasy lore, like, kind of thing. Lore
kind of thing. But board games-wise, there was a Battleship movie.
It's better than that.
It's way better than that.
Yeah.
Was there any other board game movies? I feel like there's been
Game more. Night a board game movie.
Is that why they got this movie?
I don't know.
it's one of the better game based movies, video or board game.
It's the best Dungeons and Dragons movie, even though I haven't seen any of the other ones.
How many are there?
There's a lot, but I'm 90% sure this is the best one.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Spoilers wise, Hugh Grant's bad.
Yeah, which I think everyone knows. It's in the trailer. Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
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 Well, it starts off kind of being good and then he's bad.
The guy from Bridgerton, I'm guessing, is an NPC. A non-playable
character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he, like, shows up and helps him out a little bit and then he kind of just disappears. So yeah. I'm guessing that's like an NPC thing.
Potentially. Was there an end credit scene in this movie? Was there something with Hugh Grant at the end? Or was that just the end of the movie?
That was just the end of the movie. Wasn't it the grave? The grave, the guy at the grave. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Jonathan, the bird character from this movie.
Yeah, yeah. He was hilarious. Yep, yeah.
Even like the reference to him was hilarious.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I like the creatures and stuff in the movie.
Creature design's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty. They have some weird creatures and like orcs and stuff like that. So, yeah.
But not like orcs that we've seen.
Bradley Cooper's in it for like.
Oh, yeah, he is. Like, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Bradley Cooper's seems like a very insignificant role for him to.
Yeah, just like a cameo, I guess. Yeah.
Apparently, there's going to be a spin-off television series that's currently in development. It's a part of a multi-pronged approach for television projects. The show is described as a flagship and cornerstone live-action series for Paramount Plus, I'm guessing. And I'm guessing there's going to be more movies.
Yeah, I don't know how well this is going to do, but...
It is a pretty packed schedule in terms of movies at the moment, because this is coming out on the 31st of March officially, but so there's John Wick the week before it, there's Super Mario the week after it, and then there's a bunch of stuff coming out in April, and there's already a bunch of stuff that's come out in March, so I don't know how many people are actually going to go and watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. It might not do super well, but I think there is like a huge Dungeons and Dragons
fan base
like across the world. So I think they'll be more likely to go out and watch it. And I don't know. I'd be interested to hear from their standpoint if they like it.
So if you are a D&D fan, let us know what your thoughts are on the movie.
My D&D knowledge is just based off the like Stranger Things and
Community
episode.
Yeah, and even those are just, I haven't seen the Community episode, but in Stranger Things, it's kind of just like a thing they play.
Surface level stuff, yeah.
Must have been like a huge thing in the 80s, I guess, pre-video game era. Yeah.
I think it's probably had a resurgence because of Stranger Things as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. D&D is like just a foreign concept to me because I don't really... Wasn't really a thing when we were growing up. So, and I don't really know anyone that plays it. Okay. We could have gone to an advanced screening where they had a D&D
session. But we don't know how to play.
Yeah.
You have to pick characters and stuff.
It was like a six-hour session.
Did you say, like, you can't bring your own characters or something? It's like pre-picked characters and stuff like that. I don't know. You sent me some information about it.
Yeah, I think there were some rules around it. You can't. Is that because you can just rig it if you bring your own?
I don't know how it works. Yeah.
Anyway, so next week we're going to be talking about John Wick, Chapter 4. We will try to watch chapter 3 before that. It's on Stan or something, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, so we'll try to. I don't have Stan, but we'll figure out a way to watch it. 1, 2, 3 movies.
Yeah. This is the one that I kept trying to. I don't think it exists anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll find a new one.
The people who use it know where it exists.
Yeah. Which I don't. Yeah.
All right.
Although we did watch Shazam 2 on 1, 2, 3 movies with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were hosting a 10-year-old
birthday party. Yeah.
We didn't know them. They just kind of turned up. Yeah. All right. Also, Shazam is probably, I was thinking during the movie, it's probably not made for kids that young. I mean, kids can watch it, but I don't think it's that skewing that young.
Yeah. I thought they might have been a little bit young for it, but they seemed to handle it okay. No one was like getting scared or anything. So, yeah.
No, it was fine. Yeah. I guess I could just watch like Peacemaker or something next.
Yeah, they'll probably love that.
Cool. Or like BBS or like, you know, the Suicide Squad.
I could feel that their attention was waning towards the end.
Yeah. I mean, mine was, so yeah. I don't blame them.
I can't imagine them getting through BBS. And I cannot imagine them even sitting through one episode of Zack Snyder's Justice League.
I think they'll be intrigued by the song that plays at the end. Is it the end of the first one?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll put them right to sleep.
Yeah.
All right. If people want to get in touch with us about their thoughts on either Shazam, Fury of the Gods, or Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
Honor Amongst Thieves. Sounds worse.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have thoughts on the titles themselves,
yep.
How do they get in touch with us?
So we're on all streaming platforms, possibly. I don't know if that's true, but we're on all.
Netflix, Hulu, yeah.
Yeah. we're on all social media platforms. Yep. That's the word I was looking for. Facebook, other stuff. This is going really well. Yeah.
Instagram.
At Cognitive Recalibration, and you can email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. And also, if you follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram. And if you follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok. Because, more importantly, make sure you follow us on Instagram, because TikTok's slowly getting banned in various places. So we need to make sure that people are following us on the one that doesn't get banned, if that does happen here in Australia. Sure. No word of it yet, but apparently UK are doing something about TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We do have more followers on TikTok, though. So, yeah, if you follow us on TikTok, make sure you follow us on Instagram as well. So if you do want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify, because that makes us more discoverable on those search engines. So we were promising that we're going to do video. We are going to do it. It's just that two things are happening: renovations in the house, which kind of making it a bit more difficult to set up a studio for video at this point in time, but that should be rectified in the next week or so. But the other thing is we're getting a dog, and that might also I'll probably just be.
We need to get a video ready first.
Yeah.
Makeup and everything. Yeah.
That's the main reason.
We need to get a little chair for him so that he can.
Yeah. You'll just.
A little mic as well.
Yeah. Have you seen the TikToks where they like have this mini mic for like pets?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
It's like, it's just like ASMR stuff, like pets eating carrots and stuff.
Okay.
But they have like a little mic.
Yeah.
That they put in front of them. So we need to get one of those little mics.
Little mics. Yeah.
Yeah. So and if then you want
to take him to all the movies as well and get his thoughts, yeah.
Yeah. They don't let dogs in movies, do they?
I think they do at some theaters.
Like a drive-in.
Yeah.
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 All right. So, yeah, that's happening. But, yeah, stay tuned. We are going to do video very soon. People are asking us to talk about the Oscars, but
I don't care.
I think it's good that Everything Everywhere All at Once won a lot of awards. It's a good movie.
I don't even know what won Best Picture.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's good that a movie that we actually watch won for once.
Yeah, that's right. And a movie that came out a while ago, because usually Oscar stuff comes out closer to the Oscars, but that came out like a year ago.
I know a lot of people do like Oscar movies, but I mostly don't like them. I do like Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah. But like if you look at the history of the last 20 years, the Oscar movies.
What last year?
I don't know.
I think this year actually had a good selection of movies. Like Top Gun, it was never going to win, but it was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Same with like Avatar and even like Banshees of Inisherin, which is meant to be a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this year was a little bit different. Like a couple of years ago when Parasite won, that was different as well. So maybe they're changing because they want people to watch the Oscars. So I think they're making an effort to kind of pick movies that people
actually watch.
Also watch, yeah. Yeah.
And the Oscars is just like, it's the Academy, which is just a bunch of people part of the Hollywood universe just kind of patting themselves on the back as well, which is like,
yeah,
fair enough. It's not like, it's not an outside vote that comes. It's everyone that is already, you have to be inducted into the Academy to be able to vote.
Yeah.
So it's essentially just a lot of people that know each other just being like, yeah, I like this movie that we were all part of.
Yeah.
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 Or like, I know this guy that made this movie, so I'm going to vote for that. Yeah.
Usually.
But yeah. I don't think Everything Everywhere All at Once is like that, but in the past, I think it has been that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they definitely realize like they need to increase the viewer base for this. So like firstly, Everything Everywhere All at Once, but also like RRR, that's obviously getting a lot of Indians watching it because I don't think most Indians don't really care about the Oscars, but this year they probably would have watched it.
Mm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this year's numbers are definitely higher in terms of viewership.
Yeah, normally no one even cares about that best original song.
Oh, yeah, no one cares about it.
That thing. But this year, probably a lot more people cared about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, well, we'll see what happens next year. Another thing, there's a movie called Air.
Oh, yeah, one about Air Jordans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may get an advanced screening for that in the next week. Looks all right. Might be good. I like Nike Airs.
Yeah. Michael Jordan. Do you like Michael Jordan?
I like Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Do you like Ben Affleck?
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Matt Damon.
Yeah. Do you like Matt Damon? Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel doesn't, but.
Yeah. I don't think that's real, though. I think they actually really like each other and they're just playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Hope you had a good time with this episode. We'll be back next week with John Wick Chapter 4. There's no subtitle, right? It's just chapter four.
Just chapter four. Yeah.
All right. Hopefully it's good. So till then, hope you're all staying safe and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.